Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome you to another night of Spiritual Connections Radio. As always, we got a little bit of a special date going on. Today is 10-10-2013. If you add all those numbers up, I used to do quite a bit of numerology work and stuff and doing numbers for people. That actually equals the number 8. So just a very interesting date for today. As always, we have an incredible show lined up for you. I'll start by getting some of the business out of the way. As always, if you want to find out more about this show and other shows, go to our website at www.spiritualconnectionswithanassradio.com. And with that, I'm going to bring in my host, Pam. Are you there?
I am. Good evening, Mark.
And
good evening, all
of
our listeners.
Yeah.
Nice to be here.
So I'll go ahead and let you run and introduce her. You know what, before you do that, because I kind of missed it when we did our last show, I didn't get a chance to actually put out your website link. Can you share your link with everybody on how they can find out more about you through your website? And also, I assume on your website is probably the links to the radio shows and everything that you're doing. So,
well, thank you. Thanks, Mark. My name is Pamela Latour, for those of you that don't know me. I have my own station, Pamela Latour Radio, .com, and you can get to all of my shows on that particular website. I do this show with Mark. This was the very first show that Spiritual Connections did, and Mark and I started this quite some time ago, maybe a year ago now, maybe a little more than a year ago. And we've had some great success and amazing people on this show. And I was so inspired that I just went off and did my own thing. And so right now I have several shows on that particular station. Insights and Umbrellas, Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. Dr. Kelly Brady and myself do a show on this month. It changes every month, but this month is on living well and dying happy. And towards the end of the month it gets more toward dying happy as we get more toward the Day of the Dead and Halloween and all of that sort of thing. But it's actually from a very light perspective. And right now we're talking about living well. We did a show this morning that was just phenomenal. Dr. Brady is a doctor of Chinese medicine and a psychotherapist, and I am a spiritual trainer, and we just, it's a good mix. We get along really well. And then there's shows on the path of the soul called Soul Traveler with a hypnotherapist, and we talk about the path of the soul from one lifetime to another. We have Secrets of the Soul, which is my show, which is more like a one-on-one radio class on different aspects of the soul. And it's just a really, it's a fascinating station. So tune in. And don't forget to tune in every Thursday evening at 9:30 to hear Mark and I on Spiritual Connections Radio as well. Mark, can I go ahead and introduce our guest tonight? Because she's very exciting.
Yeah, go ahead.
Her name is Michelle Denise. And Michelle is an energy healer, and she's a spiritual tour guide, and she does spiritual tours. I'll let her tell you about it in a minute, for John of God, which I have heard a tremendous amount about, and I can't wait to hear more. So, Michelle, are you there?
I am here. Hi.
Welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's great to have you on, Michelle.
Thank you, Mark.
Now, to our audience members, I wanted to mention that Mark had met Denise quite some time ago, and Mark, can you tell us your story about how you met this wonderful guest?
Yeah, as a lot of you know, I've been traveling around the United States, and on my journey as I was heading up from Florida, I had a chance to stay with my friend Randy in Asheville, North Carolina. And when I was sitting around talking to Randy, I said, you know, I really could use some energy healing. Do you have a great energy healer in your neck of the woods? You know, and I'm always doing that whenever I travel. I'm always looking for a great psychic or a great reading or, you know, some energy healing or something like that, or, you know, a good bookstore to go check out and find some spiritual stuff to look at. And she said, you know, I do. I have a great friend of mine, Michelle, who is right on the other side of town here, and she does some John of God work. And I said, well, you know, that's really amazing because, you know, I had, you know, through the mystery school and training that I've done, you know, I actually, as part of my training, I had to study quite a couple different aspects of some of John of God's work. And I was familiar with it. I've actually had a couple chances where I actually almost ran into him. I know Michelle will probably talk a little bit about this, but he actually goes around, and I think for our neck of the woods up in the Northeast, he generally ends up rolling into places like Omega and Rhinebeck, New York. And when he goes in, he pulls in, I think, probably anywhere from 1,000 to 3,000 people a day come in to see him. And he sets up the tents, and he brings in all his people. And Michelle's going to talk a lot about the space that's set up and how the tents work and all the great stuff as far as how that works, because, you know, it looks like an assembly line when you go and see it, but it's just from a spiritual aspect, it's just amazing, the healing and the energy that you feel by doing that. I know my friend from over in Switzerland, she was telling me she had a chance to actually go see him when he was in Switzerland, and it was the same story. I think she said there was probably about 5,000 people there. And, you know, you end up doing this thing where you just basically appear before him. And so, you know, I'm kind of digressing a little bit. But I had a chance to go over and visit Michelle. And one of the great things that she has is she has what's called a crystal light bed, which directly comes from John of God down in South America. And I actually had a chance to do, I think, Michelle, how many sessions was it? Did I do two sessions or three sessions?
Yes, you came and did two.
Yeah, and it was funny. The first session, you know, I'll kind of set this up, and I know Michelle will go into this more in detail about what the bed was about, but I'll tell you what it was like to be, you know, a client showing up in the space. she actually works out of this really cool center, which I think is Michelle, it's a holistic learning center, isn't it, that you rent space in?
Well, it is. It's an herbalism school in the downstairs, the Appalachian Herb School, and then there's different practitioners upstairs, massage, therapist, past life regression, me, of course, therapist, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I show up in the space, you know, I go into this room to meet this really smiling woman who's there. And she's got a massage table set up that looks like it has one of those heart surgeon robot things hanging above it. And I said, oh, boy, what did I get myself into? And I get on the table, and she put a blindfold on me. You know, you can have it. You don't have to use it. But what they do is they line up each of these, like, what looks like lasers. And they're actually just, if you look at them, it's just basically a crystal. And then on the other end of the crystal, there is a light. And each of these lights has a different color, and they line up with each of the chakras. So once you get on the table, this thing swings over the top of you, probably sits off of you probably about, I don't know, about 3 feet maybe in distance away from you. And you just basically sit there, and she puts some music on, and then she leaves the room and holds space for you. And then, Michelle, what were you going to say about the distance?
Oh, well, I was just going to say it's about 24 inches.
Okay. So, you know, and you, you know, you basically, you know, she leaves the room, she puts the music on, you just, you know, you lay there for whatever long the session is. And the first session for me, I felt a lot of release going on. It was like a lot of different traumas, some emotional stuff I was holding on to that I cleared a lot of that. And, I, you know, I think towards the end of the session, I actually lifted the blindfold and peeked just to see what in the world was going on. And, you know, I looked up and it basically just like looked like a disco. I had a bunch of just lights flashing in sequence, and you could see all the different colors that were matching up of each of the chakras. So that was a really neat experience. I think as I was laying on the table, as I've seen with some energy work that I've done, another friend of mine actually does work in, Pam, you can help me with a name. What is it? Temple, whatever. It's like right near Busch Gardens in Tampa there. What is that called? That place where you were teaching out of. That. What is that section called? Temple something.
Yeah, are you talking about Temple Terrace?
Yeah, there we go. Thank you. Yeah, there's a friend of mine, Sharon, who actually does a lot of the Jhana God healing work. She doesn't have a crystal bed. At least she didn't have one when I left Florida. She might have one now. And I noticed the same thing as I was feeling when I was in the room with Michelle, and that is even though Michelle was outside the door holding space, you could feel like presence of different things in the room, almost like there was three or four people working the table with you. And it's always an interesting experience, and every once in a while you kind of peek out and it's like, no, there's nobody there, but I could sense there was something there. And you kind of get that interesting feeling. It's almost like if you're working with an energy healer and then they're working on your head or something like that, and then all of a sudden you notice they're down by your feet, but you still think they're on your head, and you're like, oh, wait a second, I'm pretty sure they moved. So it was a really good experience. The second time I went was even more powerful, with just more healing and everything that occurred. And that there actually triggered probably about 3 days of healing and processing that I had to do with just a lot of the stuff that came up during that session. So just an amazing thing. I really enjoyed meeting Michelle and working with her. Just she created this very safe space for me, and just really enjoyed that. So with that, we'll go back to the Q&A and just talk about tour she does, what it's like, you know, maybe she can share some stories about, you know, some of the stories she has with some of her clients that might have told her some things, and we'll just kind of take it from there.
Well, thanks. Thank you for explaining that, Mark, because when we started, I had no clue what a crystal healing bed was. Michelle, can I ask you how you got interested in John of God? And the first time you went there, for example, can you tell us a little bit about the background of this?
Absolutely. You know, it's one of those synchronistic, mysterious events that totally changed my life, really. But I actually was at a massage therapist in Sarasota, Florida, and she said, I don't know why, but I feel like I'm supposed to tell you about this book. And it was a book of different healers, and John of God was the last short story in the book. And when she handed it to me, it felt electric. And I left there and went right to Barnes & Noble and bought it and read it cover to cover. And from that point on, all I can say is it was a calling. I knew I had to go there. I didn't know why, but it consumed my thoughts on a daily basis until I got there in late 2006, and it's just, like I said, literally changed my life. John of God, I was told at that time that I should get a crystal bed, I would be doing healing work, and had a whole vision of what that would look like. I could see the floors, all the detail. It was very profound, and from the second I got back from that trip, I started taking the steps to make that happen, and so I often say, you know, really, it chose me, and I was called there, and for whatever reason it was me, I've loved it, and it's just been the most beautiful part of my life.
How wonderful. Well, How have you ever met John of God?
Yeah, I had not met him prior to that, of course. So I went the first time in 2006. I've been many times since. I lead tours there now. And so when you go there, you do meet him. Generally, he suggests that you come for 2 weeks. He sees people Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So usually people will arrive on a Monday and stay through the following Saturday. So you have 2 sessions with him. And you have the opportunity to see him as much as each day. A lot of people will have psychic surgeries there. He may tell you to go lay in the crystal bed like the one I brought back. He has 11 of them at his center that he uses. So once you go before him, you may be directed to do other things. But really your time is not best spent passing before him, but as he says, doing your work and sitting in his current and meditating. And it's a very healing experience like what Mark described on the crystal bed. So I have met him many, many times, and each time it's been a very profound experience, as it is for most everyone, I think, who visits him.
I see. And how often do you go down there, did you say?
I lead tours down twice a year, and then I generally go a week or so ahead of the group to get things in place. And he won't let you come there and just be a sightseer, so to speak. You have to come and pass before him yourself. And so I generally am there 3 weeks, twice a year.
And does he charge people to do this?
No, it's absolutely free. He has been doing this work. He's now 71. He was 71 on June 24th, and he has been doing this since he was a young teenager. And he has never charged anyone. And he, though I don't think he would have chose or necessarily chose this himself, he accepted that it was his calling and this was his gift to humanity, and literally serves week in and week out. He does travel around the world, as Mark described earlier. He went to Germany and Switzerland this year. We are hoping to have him come back to Omega again sometime in the future. Other than the out-of-the-country events, if Omega is sponsoring him or the facility in Switzerland, those events you pay for. But when you go to see him in Brazil, there is no charge at his center.
Okay. And the whole concept of the talent that this man has, and it's been documented, and I've had many, many people tell me about the extraordinary healing gifts of John of God. Does he ever explain, are they genetic? Are they, inherited from his parents, or are they from extensive prayer and meditation? Where does he say he gets his talent?
Well, he only has one phrase for that. He'll always say, he's a very humble man, do not credit me, it's God. It's God that does the healing, that flows through him. And it is an amazing gift. Millions have passed before him and said they have been healed of everything that you could imagine, and from AIDS to cancer to paralysis. But he only credits God. He says it's God that flows through him. And what he is is a full trance channel. And for those who are not familiar with that, he says he just goes to sleep and a spirit of a deceased doctor, saint, takes over his body, and he remembers nothing. And that's the only people or spirits, I should say, that he gives credit to. But again, he'll just say it's God.
I see. Now, you mentioned that you've witnessed many different miracles. Can you give us a couple examples of something that sticks in your mind as being extraordinary?
Well, yeah, there are miraculous things that happen every single time, but I just returned with a group 2 weeks ago, and a dear friend of mine who is a guide from Europe was sharing in the hotel, same hotel we stay at, and she had a girl in her group who had a cancerous tumor, a lady, I should say, and it was protruding through the skin. And she said as she approached him, the guide, she felt inclined to tell the girl in her group to pull up her shirt and show him. And she did, and John of God laid his hand on the area and looked at her and said, "They will find cancer no more. Your doctors will no longer find cancer." And when he lifted his hand, it was gone. There was no sign that there had ever been anything there. And that happens
wow.
every day, every week there. It's just amazing. It's very beautiful and very profound. Not always physical healing. Sometimes people have amazing spiritual openings. I think, it, like me, a lot of people come there because they're spiritually called, as many as half. Not everyone is ill that goes there. They may be seeking something else in their life as well.
I see. So tell me, other than this concept of witnessing miracles, which everyone is interested in that phenomena, you know, going somewhere where someone can make it better and heal you. But let's set that aside for just a minute. I'd like to ask you, what's the most powerful lesson you've learned from John of God?
I would say, as he would say, the most powerful lesson I have learned is love, and to hold a space of love for those you tend to judge or those that have harmed you in your life. And that's the greatest healing. And by releasing that anger or whatever you may be feeling, that is part of your healing. And so that's a big part of the work. When John of God says, go do your work, you meditate in there. But it's very important to release those past hurts. And a lot of them, like Mark experienced on the crystal bed, will bubble up to the surface. And what I like to say with the crystal bed is, you know, what doesn't belong is cleared. And I think that's anything that blocks you from being able to be in that space of love. And that's been the most profound lesson for me.
How wonderful. Well, you know, Mark has heard this story before because I wanted to share this with you briefly, and I'll be very brief because it's only a tiny piece of the show, but I wanted to communicate to you that I have had a memories of the past life that has happened to me long, long ago, like at the end of the Atlantis period. And during that time, I remember very clearly, and I've explained this on the show before, as I said, Mark has heard it. I remember this very clearly, walking into this tower room with a bed there, and above the bed was, it's like a flat piece of something with crystals coming down from that, and there was an organ on the side of the wall, a massive pipe organ, but instead of pipes, there were huge crystals, and it generated music, but it generated music with impulses of light, and the process was to regenerate tissue. It was the most phenomenal memory. And now I'm looking at this thing. Well, you're on the computer. I pulled up John of God Crystal Healing Bed on Google, and I'm looking at this, and it's like, my God, this is so similar to my memories. It's phenomenal.
That's so amazing you're telling me that, because I've had two clients come in the last, I'd say, 2 weeks at the most, that have both shared stories that they had these visions before they ever saw it of a period long, long ago. and it looked like the crystal bed. And if anyone wants to see it, there's photos, full description and everything on my website. And that's fascinating that you're the third person saying this to me.
It's definitely an Akashic memory. It's absolutely an Akashic memory. And this is just a phenomenal experience for me to see this working like this, because it's the first time since I've had this memory that I've seen this working, and it's I'm excited. Anyway, so
well, it is exciting. People have amazing responses to it. I have had people have physical healings, you know, not only witnessed them in Brazil, but on the crystal bed. You know, people with crippling arthritis come in and be able to move their hands again, and people be able to clear. They have told me, I've been in therapy for years trying to clear this, and, you know, what it does is open and balance the chakras and clear any blocks that we have energetically that we may or may not be aware of. So people really do have amazing experiences on it.
So that was really where my next question was going. You've got these crystals that are connected to lights, and they seem to, as Mark's description, they seem to flash on and off during the healing treatment. And you lay there quietly, and the lights flash on and off. Tell me in your own words, if you can, and I'm sure you can, what it is that the lights are doing to the body.
Well, I think it's breaking up dense energies. I think it's breaking up, I know we hold things in cellular memory. It may have been from a car accident, or it may have been from an emotional wound, and it allows that to break up. I've even had people that are really sensitive say, I felt like things were just bubbling out of me and clearing. And that's basically what it's doing, and that's what, when I say it removes anything that doesn't belong, you know, that blocks you from being your highest self physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And mm-hmm. energetically, it breaks those things up. And sometimes it's in one session. Sometimes, you know, it's more. You just never know. Everyone is so unique. Though I have people that come regularly just because they love it, but some people come for very specific healings as well.
I see. And is this treatment the focus of what you do, or have you expanded into other things, or do you feel that this is enough?
Well, I also do Reiki, and I love providing Reiki sessions as well. Honestly, people really love this. It's so unique. It is more the focus of what I do, and it's really what I feel called to do right now. And, mm-hmm. You know, that could change. You know, we're always constantly expanding and evolving. But right now I absolutely love it. I love being present to people having these phenomenal experiences week in and week out, and taking them down there to see John of God. And I would definitely say it's the focus of my practice right now.
Okay. And when you go with people down to see John of God, are the people that you take usually ill?
Well, they are. As you know, as I said before, some people go for physical reasons, and a lot of people go for conscious expansion, enlightenment. So everyone tells me they feel their life has been changed, and it was just a beautiful, amazing experience. You know, those are a little more difficult to quantify than a physical healing if someone has cancer, but I have had people with tumors that went away, Yeah, most people definitely are healed. But there are different levels, you know. Not everyone is healed, but they say there's an 85% cure rate.
Okay, that was my next question. An 85% cure rate. And has that been documented? I'm assuming it has because it's very specific.
Well, you know, it's difficult to document. People have come together that there's a lot of volunteers. Jonagat Center is called the Casa de Domenastio. So there's a lot of volunteers at the Casa dedicated time to trying to track people and follow, but it's basically a beautiful free clinic in South America. You don't have to sign in. You don't have to provide insurance. You don't provide anything. So it has been difficult to follow the numbers, but the numbers of people that are healed are just phenomenal. And they have put together this number of 85%.
Okay. Excuse me for just a second. Mark,
yeah,
off.
We're all
Would
set.
Like
just want to let everybody know we're listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. And if you want to find out more about this show or any other show, you can go to our website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Michelle, why don't you go ahead and give out your website?
Okay. My website is crystalhealingbed, it's all one word, .com. And you can contact me through that. My email is michelle@crystalhealingbed.com. There's a link to contact me. There's information about the tours. There's information about the crystal bed. And so I always love to hear from people and talk about John of God. It's my favorite subject.
That's wonderful.
Great. Thanks for sharing that. All right, back to you, Pam.
Okay. So let's talk about the people that go to John of God. First of all, where in Brazil is it? Can you tell us?
Yes, it's in central Brazil. It's in the state of Goiás, and it's in the village of Abajania. It's about an hour and a half from the capital of Brasilia.
Is it hard to get to?
Pardon me?
Is it hard to get to the place?
No, it's, you know, it used to be. When I first heard about him, probably 8 or 9 years ago, it was very difficult to locate any information. But now he's pretty mainstream in a lot of people's minds anyway, and especially after Wayne Dyer, that brought a lot of publicity. He had a healing with John of God, so... Really, you can fly nonstop from Atlanta into Brasilia or from Miami, and then, you know, I have a shuttle waiting there for my people, and, you know, within an hour and a half, you're within, you know, 100 yards of his center. So it's become quite easy in recent years.
Right. So if any of our listeners would like to contact you, Michelle, about your next trip. When is the next time you're going?
The next tour is February 17th of 2014. As I said, we just returned a couple weeks ago, and there is still space in that next tour. I generally go in February and September each year. So I would love to see anyone.
I'm sorry, say it again.
I would love to speak to anyone that had more questions. I'd be happy to, correspond and answer any questions anyone has about traveling there.
Great. And how many people do you usually take at one time?
Well, I do small tours. I like to do 10 or less. There are some people that do larger tours, but I myself like to provide a more intimate setting. And as Mark talked about with the crystal bed, the same experience happens in Brazil where a lot of things come up for people. So I feel like I can be present to their needs and support them in their process. So I generally take 10 at the most on each tour.
Okay. And you told me that John of God, he doesn't let you just stand around and be a bystander. He wants you to be involved. So every time you go down there twice a year, you go for a healing at least two times. Absolutely.
Have you ascended yet?
Well, I certainly, I, it's funny you ask that. I thought today, wow, I feel like such a different person than when I went there. And, you know, I think we have many lifetimes in our lifetime. We're a child and a teenager and become an adult. And but I think I am much closer to where I want to be.
Wonderful. I mean, I guess my question was centered around this idea that does it still make you feel better? Are there still changes that are happening?
Absolutely. You know, I think no matter how long someone has been, quote, doing their work or meditating or, you know, whatever their ascension process may be, I think, you know, we still have stuff to clear. We're human, we're on planet Earth, and there's a lot of things we come in contact with. And I also think, and John of God talks about, you know, there's a lot of, which you mentioned as well, a lot of past life things that we bring forward. And so there's a lot of karma that's cleared where you may have, you know, gotten to the same point, but it's been easier because some things have been moved out of the way and cleared. So absolutely, each time I feel lighter and clearer, and I think everyone who does, I know people who have been going for years and years and years. I have a dear friend who was healed of blindness and, you know, has dedicated his life to this and to John of God's mission. So I think ultimately a lot of people may go for physical healing. They end up more on their spiritual path. And even if you're already on your spiritual path, maybe you get clearer about what it is or what's your next step to take. So I think, yes, I think there's always, always more clearing and healing to be done.
I see. Now, I don't know if you can do this, but tell me about John of God. My particular talent is that I can feel people. Like if you think about John of God, I can feel him. So I kind of want you to do that. I want you to think about the man and tell me about him. What is it that you feel when you're with him?
Well, there's John of God, the man, and then there's John of God who really is not being John of God when you pass before him. He may be a deceased doctor from the 1700s, and that can change. There are many, he says there are thousands of angels, and he calls entities that are there working, these benevolent beings supporting people. So there may be one in 5 minutes. It could be someone else. But, you know, what I have felt is what I mentioned earlier was the unconditional love. And one of the entities in particular, when you come before him, he can look at you with this look and it just melts you. People just burst into tears. It's a love most people have never felt in this lifetime. But it's different each time because you may be passing before a different entity. Which is very different than John the man, because he's a very humble man who had a couple years of education, illiterate, and, you know, is a rancher now and has dedicated his life to service.
Okay. I can feel that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
He seems like a very sweet he's a very sweet guy.
Oh,
anyway,
he's loving and humble.
All right. So tell me about your future. How do you see your future with these tours? Do you see
continuing to do the two tours every year? Do you want to add more people? Are you happy with exactly the way it is? How do you want it to go into the future?
Well, I love doing the tours. I would like to expand them. I still have two children at home, so I have decided to maintain some balance with that. But I would absolutely love to do more tours in the future. I love it, and I love being present to what people experience there. And so I would like to expand them and do them four times a year. But right now I'm just doing the two. But I think we're all seeking this expansion. I certainly have had this hunger the last, 15 years. And so I myself, too, want to continually expand and express what's new. And I think moving into doing more tours would certainly support that.
Good. Let's go back to the crystal bed, if you don't mind, because I know I'm jumping around a little bit. The crystal bed itself, what do you think is the most powerful experience anyone has had with you? In other words, working with you on the crystal bed, what's the most powerful experience that you can relate to us?
Well, that, you know, I've had them in different areas. I would say physically, I've had a girl who came one time, but she had had asthma for years and it cleared, and she was just amazed. And so that was very profound, obviously. And, you know, the lady I believe I mentioned earlier, she had her hand just crippled with arthritis. She was an elderly woman and didn't really, she was brought by her nephew, who was a client of mine, and after one session, she moved her hands again after they were clenched in that position for, and she got up and she said, "Oh my gosh, I have not moved my hands like this in years," and cried. And I think it was shocking to her. Very shocking. And, you know, both of those were just one session. I've had people with very debilitating depression that are just lifted out of that, and it's really quite beautiful. And then there are spiritual experiences where people feel they have met whoever, it may be Jesus or whoever their spiritual mentor is, and they just feel like their life has changed forever, and they have these amazing openings of the heart and just say their lives are changed. So it's, like I said, it's very different for each person. Sometimes it's physical, sometimes they may forgive a parent who did something that they had been holding on to for years, or it may be a huge spiritual opening.
That's phenomenal. Is there something that you could tell our audience that would help them individually from what your experience has been, what you've seen, what you've done? Is there anything you could tell our audience, like a tip or something to help them love, because that's what you've said you've learned. The most powerful lesson you've learned from John of God is to love. How can you share that just a little bit with our audience? Can you think of anything?
Well, I think the most powerful thing is to find a way to forgive. And I don't think everybody's path is the same. There's many tools. And I tell clients, you know, find a tool that works for you. You know, there's the ancient Hawaiian Ho'oponopono. You know, some people use that. I've been a big follower of Michael Rice, who has written a book about forgiveness and has his own process and has a worksheet. you know, where you reconnect with love and release it. So I think there's many different tools. Byron Katie, you know, a lot of people enter, I think, through her work and then find other tools. But there are lots of different ways for people to forgive. But I think each person has to find what works for themselves.
I see. Okay. Well, if anybody wanted to get one of these crystal beds, could they buy one from you?
Well, I can assist people in getting them. They're quite expensive. Normally, the protocol is you travel to Brazil and you meet John of God, ask permission, and then you can bring it back with you. If people aren't able to do that, I can take their photo and do it that way. But yeah, it's, you know, I have assisted people in healing centers around the country acquire them, and I'm happy to do so because I think it just spreads the work and spreads, you know, as each person heals, they take it to their home, their community, their place of work, and, you know, it's just a good thing to help create that collective consciousness.
So if I understand this correctly, John of God, you could equate John of God with, like, Abraham, you know, Esther and Jerry Hicks, for example.
Yeah.
Who is it, sort of a conglomerate of energy that comes through and answers questions and gives people advice and whatnot. But in John of God's case, it's a conglomerate of energies that heals. Does that sum it up?
That's correct. You know, I think with Esther, they don't individually identify themselves. It's a collective called Abraham. Where a lot
right.
of times with John of God, you can distinguish who's coming through. St. Ignatius, who his center is named after, had a war wound. And though he does not come through very often, when he does, John of God, he will walk with a limp. So there are some distinguishing traits that, so I guess that would be the only difference, but it is basically the same concept. Is it's a group of disincarnate spirits working through someone else using their body as a vehicle.
Right. Did John of God, did the father of John of God have the same talent?
He did not.
Oh,
he was a simple man. He was a tailor, and nothing has ever been said to that effect by John of God that anyone in his family ever exhibited any of the, I guess you would say, talents, but the abilities that he has to heal others.
I see. Because often, like in the Philippines and a lot of the faith healers you see, often they have they have experiences that their family, their father, their grandfather, their grandmother, their great-grandmother, they've all had experiences with this, with the healing. And it's at least they make you feel by how it goes genetically that it's something that can be inherited. With John of God, it was more like someone that he was chosen. What do you
exactly.
think about that?
That's exactly the case. He was chosen, and though mediumship is very common in Brazil, much more so than in America, North America, he had no one else in his family that ever had this ability. And I believe he was chosen. You know, he was by the river, and he thought it was a real person, appeared to him, that he later realized was an angel, and told him to go to this church. And when he did, he thought he passed out. And when he came to, he had been so hungry, he apologized to the priest. I'm so sorry, I passed out, I'm embarrassed. And he said, oh my gosh, you healed everyone here. You just told us you were King Solomon and everyone in his presence. And he was a young teenager at that time. And I think he was in disbelief, but he absolutely was chosen. And through the years came to accept it more fully and embrace it. And then, you know, has been fully dedicating his life to service for, you know, 50 years now. So, but I definitely would agree with you that, yes, he was chosen.
Interesting. Okay. I'm going back to, I'm on the website here. I'm going back and forth between
let me go ahead and jump in for a second. I have a question for Michelle. You know, Michelle, I haven't actually had a chance to see Johnny God at any of his events, but I heard that he runs the multiple tents, and then there's the circulation of tents, and then I heard in some tents there's a number of his devotees that basically sit there, meditate, and hold space, and that has a lot to do with energy besides the fact of the guides or whatever that he's allowing to take over his body so that he can do the work that he's doing. Can you kind of explain the layout of, like, what the tents are like, and who are the devotees that show up, and what type of energy does that feel like?
Well, basically, the tents are set up as closely to resemble his center in Brazil, but there'll be a main hall where everyone gathers, and that's a place to meditate, but you will wait until you're called. If you've been there before, if you have ever seen John of God before, or you have ever sent your photo for herbs, if you're unable to travel there, you can send your photo, and then you're considered someone who's previously been treated by him. So you sit in this main hall, you wait for your line to be called, and then as you move closer to John of God, there's the first current room, which is like a cleansing room, and basically the volunteers hold that space for the people passing through to help them clear, but you also in your service receive a lot of healing yourself. And then you pass through another room or tent if you're at an event in another country, and that would be the entity's current room. And currentia in Portuguese is like a chain of energy. So you're basically, that chain of energy, as you said, is holding and supporting him. And then you also receive a lot of healing yourself. And the volunteers come, depending where the event is, they're volunteers. Like I'm always at the Omega event when he comes to the U.S., and I take the crystal bed there as well. But people will come from the area where he is because there have now, they say, you know, just been millions of people that have seen him and been healed. So there are literally people on every part of the globe that come to these events and support it and volunteer. So
okay.
If that answers your questions.
So, you know, for the, I think you kind of talked about it a little bit more, but I just want to go back and look at it again. When you go in the first time, like let's make pretend I'm down there for the first time. I mean, what does the process look like? I go into the main tent first and I appear before him, and then what happens?
Yeah, down there I have the group in the main hall, and usually with the group, some people have seen him before, some have not. So you will wait for your line to be called, and I encourage everyone to use that time. I mean, you're sitting in the most famous healing center on the planet, to use it, because as long as you have your eyes closed and are meditating, you're receiving healing work, not only when you're before him, but anywhere on the ground. And you sit there and meditate until your line is called. And then, you know, I take the people through individually at your request, healing requests are translated to John of God. And then what you do, you pass into a blessing room where you receive a blessing. And then you come out, and in Brazil, you always receive some of his blessed soup. That's something that's part of the healing protocol there. So basically, you may sit there, your line may be first, you know, it may be last, but they're different lines. For people that have been there before, if people have not been there before, there's the first time line, the second time line, and people that are revisiting, that maybe saw him at an event in Europe and had a psychic operation, then you come back through to be revisited as well. So there's lots of different lines, and it would probably be confusing to go into all of them, but you basically wait there till your particular line is called, and then you pass before him with your request.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So, you know, as we're getting ready to wrap up the show and everything, you know, can you just kind of share with us, I mean, what do you think has been the most powerful experience you've had in doing the personal work with individuals over the years?
In my own healing or with others?
Both.
Well, I would say my most profound healing, you know, was in Brazil the first time. I had a psychic operation with him, which is where he just prays over you, and people have profound healings. And I had had some traumas as a young child. I had no idea that had affected me the way they had, but I basically relived those, and he told me, I am removing these traumas from the very fiber of your being. And I just felt so much lighter. That was the most life-changing event. And then I started moving into this work. So it's been an ongoing process. And it just, it was powerful and beautiful. And you can't share enough gratitude for what I experienced on that visit and each subsequent one, but that was an extremely powerful healing the first time.
Mm-hmm. That's excellent. All right. Well, thank you, PM, for being on.
Oh, you're welcome.
And as always, Michelle, thank you. And it was always incredible working with you. I appreciate you coming on and sharing some of your stories and you know, going through all the different questions. Why don't you go ahead and give out your website so that people know how to contact you?
Absolutely. I'd love to hear from anyone. And my website is crystalhealingbed.com. It's all one word. If anyone's interested in the crystal bed tours or sending their photo to John of God, if they're unable to travel in person, I'm happy to help in whatever capacity works.
That's incredible. So thank you for being on, Pam. It's always great to have you hosting the show and everything and sharing with
pleasure.
Us in the beginning of the show about the great work you have going on with all the different, we call it the sister stations and everything. So thank you for that. And I want to say goodnight to both of you. And just let everybody know you've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. And I want to wish everybody lots of love and happiness, and have a great night. Good night, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.